Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
And this is Adrian Kennedy in for Andrea this Friday, ahead of a bank holiday weekend culminating in St. Patrick's Day on Monday. And it's time now for our Ask Me Anything segment, where we put your questions to people from interesting backgrounds or working in different careers. Richard Tierney is Chief Executive of St. Patrick's Festival in Dublin. So what would you like to know about the festival, the parade, the organisation that goes on behind the scenes? Richard joins me in the studio. Good afternoon, Richard. And thanks for giving up some time on, well, your busiest weekend of the year.
Yeah, no, it's great to be here, Adrian. We love talking about St. Patrick's Festival. It's a great idea to be able to ask any question. Hopefully I'll be able to answer them all.
Okay, well, let's kick off with Nikki.
How far in advance do you need to start planning the scheduling for the St. Patrick's Day parade and festivities?
Okay.
Good question. Actually, you won't believe this. Basically, on the 18th of March, we started.
I was about to say, are you already looking to next year?
Yeah, totally. We start again. We start in the debrief process. Then we look at the reporting. And then we have to submit all our plans and budgets and ideas by April and May. And we literally start straight away again.
Okay, so it's constant. You'd be looking to 2026 already.
When I got this job first, people thought I was just working a day a year. But it doesn't work like that. No, it's a full-time commitment. Takes a full-time team to produce this because it's so big.
Your background is marketing, but you describe your current job as CEO as a privilege of a job.
Yeah, totally. I mean, when this, I was sort of marketing, and then I was in the music industry for 25 years in the live music industry, and then COVID hit, and then this opportunity came, and it was amazing. I mean, to have the steering wheel of the National Day is a real privilege, and you know, when you see the size and the scale, the economic impact on that it creates revenue for the, but it's also the start of the tourist season. And you know, you got to remember at 12:36 on St. Patrick's Day, there's a billion eyeballs looking at O'Connell Bridge, so it is a real privilege.
Okay, another question here from Rory.
Hi, Richard. I was wondering, how do you pick who gets into the parade? And maybe more importantly, how do you pick who doesn't get in? Thanks. Mm.
Is there anybody who doesn't get in?
Well, there are. I mean, we have guidelines of appropriateness in terms of what would be suitable for a cultural or artistic family experience. I suppose there's two levels of entertainment, three levels of entertainment within the parade. One is the marching bands. The marching bands is a program of takes roughly about 3 years of an application to, because they have to fund and raise money to come from the US. There is a selection process there that we're not necessarily involved in. We have experts in the one Irish expert and a number of US experts who work with the bands and sort of select various different levels of bands size-wise per year. That can take roughly 2 to 3 years. The pageantry and the floats, I suppose, as you'd know them commonly by, are we use a set number of companies. There are only seven or eight companies, and we brief them every year and they come up with their creations. And then we have community groups. So then we basically have community groups from, you know, all parts of Ireland who get involved with us. So no one's really, we don't really select. It's sort of just, we come up with a theme and we issue the theme and we see who's up for it and who's available. So.
Okay, more questions. They're flying in. Our number is 087 1400 106 if you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. I'm with Richard Tierney, the St. Patrick's Festival CEO. And Jen has a question.
Do you ever look to St. Patrick's Day in other countries for inspiration?
Interesting question.
Yeah, we do. And unfortunately, I get invited to all of them but can't go because it's all on at the same time. But I wish I could visit more of them. Yeah, we do. I mean, we're in contact with particularly some of the American parades and particularly from marching bands. We our creative team travel every year to other festivals to keep, you know, up to date with pageantry and outdoor live performance. And you know, you'll see this year's festival is very focused on street performances. So, you know, it's keeping up to date in terms of what's out there and how we can make the parade better and more fun every year.
Okay, 500,000 people expected in Dublin City Centre on Monday. Where are they from?
They're 80% of them are domestic, and we're expecting roughly about 100,000 plus visitors. Again, probably mainly Americans.
And they will come down to the parade, yeah. Line the route.
Well, yeah, the parade route is set for 500,000 people. So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, we're very lucky. There's huge domestic demand and tradition. I mean, people have been coming to the parade forever. So, I mean, a lot of people has it at their family tradition, and you know, they dress up and they come in with their little backpack full of stuff and the kids or the grandkids. And yeah, so I mean, I think, you know, when I got this job, my daughter asked me, made one promise, and I said, "What's that?" She said, "Don't wreck it." So, you know, we don't really play with it that much. It's, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, it's an hour and 40 minutes this year, an hour and 35 minutes. So it's going to be, and this year we've really gone for height. So, you know, a lot of, in certain parts of the parade area, because it's on the flat, some people can struggle to see it. And so what we've done is we've got outside of the Lewis line, a lot of the creative showpieces and pageantry will expand in ways I don't really understand, but they will, hopefully.
Okay, now a message just came in and it said, now you're with the festival since 2023,
yeah.
So I don't know if you can really answer this, but do any years stand out to you for good or bad reasons? And I was talking to you off air before we started about a memory that came up on my phone. In 2020, myself and my wife decided to head into town for the parade that was not a parade because it was cancelled. And it was so eerie to see O'Connell Street at 3 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day with not a sinner in the place. That's obviously a bad memory of the parade, those 2 years that it was cancelled. But since restarting, it's been bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think it was, you know, it went online and it was a great experience for our teams to create an online festival. They say 2018 it snowed and it was cold and it was, but to be honest with you, St. Patrick's Festival is a joy to work on. Everyone, you know, who works with us and contractors permanent just really looks forward to the day. And you know, we unleash, as our parade director, David Murphy, said, we release this massive snake through the streets and let it go. So, no, I mean, you know, it's got better and better every year for me. So, I mean, I think hopefully this year is no different.
And I love the logo for the festival, which is
the snake.
Snake, which St. Patrick got rid of.
Yeah, we stick with the snake. I mean, I think the snake is, you know, it's very, very much associated with St. Patrick. So we've sort of brought a cultural, contemporary, funky view of the snake, which, and actually, we recently got bestowed with our own stamp, which was brilliant from On Puss. So we have our own stamp, which we're very proud of.
Brilliant. Okay, now Victor has this question.
Is the security been tightened for St. Patrick's Day in Dublin? What steps have you got in play? Like, is the army going to be called out that day? Are the police ready for anything that happens? They need to have ambulance standing by.
Security will be what security is every year.
Yeah, so, you know, it's important to note about St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is the most policed event in Ireland. There's over 1,000 Gardaí, over 600-700 private security, all statutory authorities, ambulance service, fire service, voluntary services involved. So, it, you know, to answer the question directly, everyone will be ready. They plan as much as we plan a year out in advance. The intelligence services gather intelligence in terms of what the threats are and what the threats aren't, you know, and we work very, very closely with An Garda Síochána in terms of the operations in advance of the parade, the road closures and the security on the parade. So the security will be as tight as ever, I can guarantee you that.
Another question asks, what can we expect from this year? Now, you mentioned one thing there was height. So outside the Lewis lines, which obviously have the electric cables. So outside of those, there will be a fair bit of height.
Yes, there will. Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I've seen some of them and they are going to be amazing. It's going to be, you know, the parade will be very colourful. There will be certain floats and pageantry that will expand and you know, this year's theme is adventures, and I think we're really, you know, trying to highlight the adventurous nature of Irish people in Ireland and the adventure that people have. So I think you'd see a lot of the pageantry is very, very colourful. Outside of the parade, we've 2 days, three days. It's Saturday till Monday evening. We kick off tomorrow morning with the treasure hunt. We're bringing back the legendary Dublin City Council treasure hunt all around the city. We've 600-700
families. It's great
fun. Yeah, it's good. Really looking forward to that. And then we've 9 pop-up stages, pop-up performance areas around the city. Go to stpatricksfestival.ie and that'll give you all the information. But we'd love to see you. We've street performances all over the city. And we'll, you know, we're going to have a fun 3 days.
And just looking at the weather might be actually all right this year.
I think so. We don't mention the weather. Child's a pride, guys.
I'm looking at my weather app and it looks like it'll be all right. Won't be raining, that's the main thing. All right, look, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And enjoy the weekend. I'm sure you don't get a second to yourself between now and Monday evening, no?
No, but then it's all over and then it's really sad because it's done. So, I mean, I wish it was much longer, but no, we'll really enjoy it. We're really well planned and we just love people to come in and give Dublin a hug, give Dublin City a hug and enjoy the festival.
Enjoy the weekend, Richard. Thanks very much indeed. Richard Tierney is St. Patrick's Festival CEO. Have a great weekend, Richard.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.